With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Praise for Attorney General Pam Bondi today at hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chairman Chuck Grassley says that Bondi has turned the Justice Department around back to its prime mission.
Focusing on crime and getting tough on criminals is a welcome change from 4 years of Biden administration soft on crime policies.
The Trump administration is warning of no guaranteed back pay for federal workers during a shutdown. That would be a reversal of what's been a longstanding policy for some 750,000 furloughed employees. A memo being circulated by the White House says legislation the Republican president signed into law back in 2019 does not require the back pay. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, meanwhile, says Democrats should realize their spending proposals cannot pass.
There's only one viable path out of the mess that the Democrats have created. We need to pass the clean, nonpartisan CR that's already passed the House of Representatives and that President Trump is ready to sign today, right now.
President Trump says reaching a trade deal with Canada is no easy task.
It's a complicated agreement, more complicated maybe than any other agreement we have on trade because, you know, we have natural conflict. We also have mutual love. You know, we have great love for each other. I love Canada and the people of Canada.
The president met today with Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House. Israelis are mourning the dead and fearing for the remaining hostages as they mark 2 years since Hamas's October 7th terrorist attack back in 2023. On Wall Street, it's been a mostly down day for the major indexes, and it is the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 143 points, the NASDAQ down by 160. This is SRN News. Muslim terrorists launching new attacks on Christians in Mozambique.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for murdering at least 30 believers and burning a church to the ground. The violence has also displaced tens of thousands of people and is taxing the government's limited ability to control its own territory. Muslim terrorism is surging in sub-Saharan Africa with active terror cells operating in Somalia, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in the United Kingdom are unnerved by this month's deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that has allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged over the last 2 years. Other British Jews say that politicians have failed to reject anti-Jewish speech or protect Jews from hate crimes. A Manchester native says, quote, "We are Jews, but we are English. We have lived in Manchester 150 years. This is SRN News. There's a growing listeria outbreak. It's tied to heat and eat pasta meals.
Federal health officials have issued a public health alert for certain HelloFresh subscription meal kits containing spinach that may be tainted with listeria. The Agriculture Department warns people to avoid HelloFresh ready-made meals, cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta, and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. The products were shipped directly to consumers' homes. They were produced by Fresh Realm, a California firm linked to an expanding listeria outbreak. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Jerry has formed in the Atlantic and is on a path toward the Caribbean. Jerry has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles an hour as of today, and it is expected to strengthen into a hurricane in coming days. Hurricane Priscilla could become a major hurricane off the Pacific coast of Mexico. More from SRNnews.com.